My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
I hope Matt's okay with it.
Does anyone really ask?
What we may have missed. What we forgot. What we need to touch on. What we promoted that we didn't get to. And even if it's just a minute or two, a mention.
Clean up in aisle three.
Clean up on aisle three. I don't think we promoted anything that we haven't hit on. But I'll start with this. Now, you missed this during the bottom of the hour trending alert. You went out and shticked it up. Aaron Rodgers has weighed in on Robert Saleh's firing. And you want to take a guess at who's not taking any of the blame?
Yeah, he's a lying. He's probably high.
Aaron Rodgers on the Pat McAfee show, as we mentioned during the trending alert, said, as far as any of the ridiculous allegations out there, not going to spend anything more than one sentence in response to it. I resent any of those accusations because they are patently false. It's interesting the amount of people that the amount of power that people think I have, which I don't. I love Robert.
Now, if you loved him, why don't you hug him when he tried to hug you?
I said this. I didn't have as big of an issue with that. I mean, sometimes you go to Woody Johnson, not Robert Saleh. Like, I had a weird exchange with Luke McCaffrey in the locker room the other day that Grant was making fun of me of. You know, because, like, Luke McCaffrey went to give me, like, a fist bump, and I went to, like, shake his hand, and it was just awkward, and I felt terrible about it. But, I can get past that. It's the blatant disregard for Robert Saleh at the mandatory minicamp. It's, it's the mixed inability to get on the same page with Garrett Wilson, a guy who was so key and so critical. And I'm not saying that's all Aaron Rodgers or all Robert Saleh, what have you. Here's the one thing that I do feel fairly good about. And this is what I answered JP when he asked me, like, literally yesterday, a couple hours after the fire. I said, look, if Aaron Rodgers completely drove this, meaning completely was in charge here, as many are speculating, don't you think Nathaniel Hackjob would have been the interim head coach as opposed to Jeff Ulbrich?
No, because Hackjob needs to be focused on the offense as much as possible, not overseeing the entire team. And Ulbrich's not even going to be the one. He's not going to be calling plays defensively. He's just going to be the head coach.
That's fair.
It's a Woody Johnson thing, and I saw this on X. Someone tweeted it, and it made so much sense. You know, Woody's got all these affairs over across the pond.
Yes.
And they were like, the fact that they lost and got embarrassed across the pond, that's why he fired him.
Well, yeah, that. There's a lot of other theories, too, about a flag that Saleh was wearing on his shirt or his jacket that people are making a big deal out of.
But I think the offense is the big issue with that team. To fire Saleh doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me offensively.
Well, they're trying to wake their asses up. That's what they're trying to do.
It's not waking nobody up. Will you wake somebody up if Nat Hackett keeps running the ball? Stop. the formula for this group when I picked him to be the biggest threat to Kansas City.
Yeah, you love them.
The formula was supposed to be Braylon Allen, Breece Hall.
And now you want them to stop running the ball?
They don't run it enough. They can't run it. That's their problem. They're asking Aaron Rodgers to drop back a gazillion times a game. That's not who they are.
So you're saying they should run it more when they can't run it? I'm confused.
Find a way to run it. You run it till you can. They have a big, bad, beefy offensive line.
It doesn't help that they lost Morgan Moses for a couple of weeks, right?
Olu Fashanu was a fine replacement. They got guys up front. The fact that they can't run the ball is like the most mystifying thing to me this year.
All right. In Pittsburgh, they've got all sorts of problems. First of all, George Pickens, as we told this story yesterday, was loafing around on the field and basically half-assing it, quarter-assing it, whatever way you want to describe it. And he also had eye black across his face that said, open bleeping with the F word. Always written across his face, right?
What?
And everybody saw it. You didn't see it?
No, I did not see
okay.
that. No.
Open bleeping, like the F word, ing, always in eye black or written along his eye black. So now the NFL is looking into it. Okay. There are rules, obviously, Rule 5, Section 4, whatever, that prevent players, you know, from wearing, displaying, otherwise conveying personal messages, either in writing or in illustration, blah, 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 blah. Now, Mike Tomlin said he had no problem with his effort or his hustle, George Pickens, yesterday. Now he's being investigated by the NFL, which is going to lead to a fine, not a suspension.
Mike Tomlin's trying to be politically correct.
I agree.
George Pickens played the few snaps of the starting wide receivers for Pittsburgh.
34 on Sunday, which is half, maybe a little bit less than half, of what he normally runs.
Exactly. And he did that Bush League stuff he did at the end, grabbing the face mask of Jordan Lewis.
Yes.
I would have whipped his ass if I was Jordan Lewis.
It is astonishing to me that as disciplined and as headstrong and as stable and as just rock foundation strong as Mike Tomlin and the Pittsburgh Steelers have been, that they have had some of the biggest dumbasses for wide receivers. Very talented guys. They have had a list of dumbasses longer than the bridge that spans from the Allegheny to the whatever. You know what I'm saying? They've had Antonio Brown. They had Chase Claypool. Deontay Johnson. Martavis Bryant. They had George Pickens. They have had idiot after idiot after idiot after bleep after bleep after bleep.
Mike Wallace was a dodo
in that organization.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't believe how that system, that structure, that organization has had the kind of just dopes that they have had. I mean, you might as well here's the thing. Trade Romeo Doubs. From Green Bay to Pittsburgh right now, he'd fit right in. I'm not going to show up at practice because I'm one of one. Because I'm not happy. I'm going to go AWOL and not this loser.
I hope you don't expect me to defend that. I know you and Athan think I'm some entitled millennial. I don't.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Agree with Dubs. I don't.
Congratulations. I'm very
You're
proud of
Chris's
you.
Chris's dum-dum of the day.
I'm very proud of you.
But no, it is frustrating, though. And the fact that Roman Wilson can't get on the damn active 53 on game days is nuts. And you got George Pickens out there doing whatever the hell he wants.
Maybe we'll see a little bit of a difference.
They're trying to talk about Russell Wilson.
Yeah, coming up this week. You may have missed this as well. I don't know if you've seen this. Kayvon Thibodeau had wrist surgery, is now week to week for the Giants. They take on, the Bengals this week, I believe it is. Just want to double check that I'm not screwing that up. Yeah, it is Joe Burrow at MetLife Stadium after a huge road G-men in Seattle. They could be without Malik Nabers. They could be without Devin Singletary. They are probably going to be without Kayvon Thibodeau. Just as the Giants are coming off this tremendously emotional win that nobody really saw coming because of all their injuries.
Right, yeah.
Right?
They were the parlay busters this weekend.
Yeah. I mean,
everyone picked Seattle.
Going to be hard enough to beat Cincinnati and Joe Burrow if you have
those guys.
One of those guys, two of those guys, or what have you. But if you don't have all three of those guys. But then again, we all thought the Dallas Cowboys, they can't beat the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday Night Football in Pittsburgh without Micah Parsons. Yeah. By the way, speaking of picks, did you know you're under 500 in our show?
Yeah, because you just screwed me that one week. That's not fair. I don't care about the pick system no more because you all rigged one of the brilliant ideas I brought to this show.
Well,
so you all can take the picks and shove it.
Here's what's not fair.
You're waiting
until 3 a.m. on game day to make picks.
Because I'm waiting for my Ian Rappaport tweet.
Exactly.
I don't care.
Well, we don't get that opportunity.
Yeah, because you're too old to stay up that late. Joking.
No. We had a deadline that was clearly established.
I did not establish the deadline.
Did we not all agree that the deadline was 8 o'clock on Thursday night before the Thursday night game?
But I was ill that
weekend.
It wasn't on purpose. It wasn't on purpose.
You were ill?
You know I was sick that weekend. Yes, I was.
Were you on your cell phone at all that weekend?
No,
just
was too sick.
Oh, you're too sick.
It's too sick to hold it.
Too sick to scout.
Yeah.
To break things down.
Look, I mean, I'm better at picking games than all of you.
Even if we counted your 0-16 as an 8-8, Matt, correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay, why are you saying
wouldn't
even
Doc
if?
And I still and the monkey still be ahead of Linnell's picks, even if he was 8-8.
Dog. So if we gave Linnell his 8-8 from week 4, then
because that's what he really was, right?
The records would be Chris with 43-34, Doc with 44-33.
The old man.
You with 41-36.
I'm two games back. Oh, whoop. You guys are making it so I mathematically can't even win. I almost used the S word. You all are trying to screw me, and I'm not having that.
Let me ask you this. If a team wins 10
wins, I'm not having this.
If the Philadelphia Eagles.
I was sick. I couldn't turn in my picks on time.
If the Philadelphia Eagles win 10 games in the NFC East.
You keep trying to compare
and
this
the
to real
Commanders
life.
Finish with 8 wins, they're 2 games back, too. Are they
oh my
they getting screwed?
Yeah, but.
Are they
you
not
know
better?
What, Chris, go to break.
Are they not better? I'm wondering.
I'm turning my mic off.
All right, thank you. That was the ultimate goal.
How are you guys going to do this to me?
Dum-dum of the day.
I'm serious. Could I really?
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.